This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris called Sunday for a proposed six-week ceasefire deal in the Israel-Hamas war to be accepted, while criticizing Israel over insufficient aid deliveries into Gaza. Her comments were the strongest to date by a U.S. administration official on Israel, as President Joe Biden comes under pressure over his support for Israel and the civilian death toll in Gaza soars. A senior U.S. official said Saturday Israel had broadly accepted the deal, which would see a six-week cessation of hostilities if U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas agrees to release the most vulnerable hostages it holds. A Hamas delegation arrived in Cairo on Sunday to hold ceasefire talks on Gaza while Israeli forces continued operations, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Along the Israel-Gaza border, massive explosions and tanks firing just inside the Palestinian enclave on Sunday. The scenes of combat come the same day a delegation from Hamas arrived in Cairo for truce talks. According to U.S. officials, Israel presented a proposal that could halt fighting for up to 6 weeks in exchange for the release of more than 130 Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. But a Palestinian official told Reuters the deal was, quote, not yet there. From the Israeli side, there was no official confirmation that its delegation was even attending.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israel's chief military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said on Sunday it concluded an initial review after more than 100 people were killed in the Gaza Strip while seeking aid. Gaza's health ministry raised the death toll from Thursday's violence to 118 after two more bodies.